Chapter 40, Coping. When life happens, life will always throw curveballs. Nobody gets a pass. The key is not avoiding hardship, challenges, or unexpected events. The key is learning how to cope. Some people crumble under pressure. Others adapt, grow, and even thrive. The difference is not luck, genetics, or privilege. The difference is mindset. To suggest that enjoying a happy life is as simple as smiling all day long and repeating positive affirmations would be misleading. We are meant to live and experience life with all of its joy and all of its challenges. It is easy to be happy when things go our way, but when life takes an unexpected turn, when the plans fall apart, or when pain or loss knocks at the door, coping becomes the most important skill you have. Coping is not ignoring problems. It is not pretending everything is fine when it is not. Coping is the ability to remain grounded, think clearly, take responsibility, and hold on to hope even when life is difficult. It is your emotional survival toolkit. I believe learning to cope with life's ups and downs should be a mandatory class in every school throughout the world. Imagine if children were taught early what challenges are, why they happen, and how to respond. They would grow into adults who know how to navigate and conquer the roadblocks and obstacles that everyone faces. They would become healthier and happier as they journey forward in life. So how does one go about learning how to cope? Living. First, remember that living is about being alive, and alive means experiencing everything that life brings. No matter how catastrophic something feels in the moment, this truth remains. This too shall pass. You must believe in your ability to face whatever comes. You must believe in yourself. Believing. It is also important to believe that, even though it may seem improbable at the time, everything that happens can lead to something meaningful. Challenges teach you. Pain stretches you. Loss softens your heart. Struggle reveals your strength. Believing in a higher order of things and having faith in something greater than yourself provides enormous comfort. It does not matter what name you give it, God, the universe, fate, or simply the natural order of life. Faith in something bigger than you eases suffering and strengthens resilience. Some people will say this view is too optimistic or Pollyannish. They will remind you that life really sucks sometimes. They are right. Life does suck sometimes. But ask yourself this: how does negative thinking make anything better? How does withdrawing, sinking into self-pity, or spiraling into depression create a path forward? Negative thinking has never solved a problem. Coping does. Being positive, life is meant to be experienced fully, the ups and the downs. You will face problems, setbacks, disappointments, and heartbreak. But you can still believe in yourself and trust that you are surrounded by people who care about you. Even people who do not know you personally want to see you succeed. When life becomes too heavy to carry alone, reach out. Ask for help. People want to help. That is why they are there. Ask yourself a simple question when you are overwhelmed. Will this matter a year from now? 5 years from now? Most of the time, the answer is no. Problems shrink when you zoom out. And even the ones that truly matter can be handled one small step at a time. Asking for help is one of the most powerful coping tools you have. Not because you are weak, but because you are wise. You are not supposed to carry every burden alone. Humans were designed for community, friendship, and connection. There are people waiting in the wings ready to support you when you genuinely need it. Ask, reach, communicate. Strength is not found in isolation. It is found in connection. The four core elements of coping. Across all the ideas in this chapter, coping boils down to four essential elements. Living, believing, being positive, and asking. When you practice these four elements, life's obstacles shift from being roadblocks to being stepping stones. The perspective shift. Remember the powerful lyric from Eric Burton's No Self-Pity: no matter how low you are, there is always somebody lower. That quote is not meant to diminish your pain. It is meant to remind you that perspective shapes everything. If you want to stop feeling sorry for yourself, visit the children's ward of a hospital. You will walk out with a renewed sense of gratitude and the realization that your problems, while real and painful, are not insurmountable. There are millions of people who would give almost anything to be where you are, challenges and all. The mindset of coping. Coping is not a natural reflex for all people. Some crumble, some freeze, some panic. Others adjust, learn, and grow. But coping can be learned by anyone. Coping is choosing responses instead of reacting blindly. Seeing beyond the moment. believing in your ability to get through anything, refusing to let fear choose your next step, leaning on others when needed, understanding that you are stronger than you think. You cannot always control what happens, but you can always control how you respond. That is the essence of coping, and it is the difference between staying stuck and moving forward. Reflection exercise, building your coping muscle. Identify one challenge you are facing right now. Ask, will this matter in 1 year, 5 years? Choose one positive action you can take today, even a small one. Ask someone for support or advice if you need it. Rewrite the situation from the perspective of, this too shall pass. Coping is not about perfection. It is about resilience, perspective, strength, and belief. When life happens, you can handle it. And with practice, you will handle it even better.